Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I promise there are no spoilers in what I'm about to share with you. But Millie Bobby Brown says she knows what happens to her Stranger Things character, Eleven, who now that they've waited years to film the final season is probably going to go by the name 25 because that's how old she's probably going to be in the series. But Millie Bobby Brown says she accidentally found out what happens to Eleven in this final season.
Well, I haven't read the end. I know what happens to my character because I kind of forced myself into the writer's room. Basically, I messaged the directors and thought, can I come over and have a meeting with you? And then I came over and then there was a whiteboard. I just saw my ending and thought, oh, and then I walked away very slowly.
So for me, when I hear that, it doesn't sound like it's going to be something very good, which makes me sad because she does such a good job in that show that I'm a proponent of happy endings. I want everyone to ride off into the sunset. I want everyone to find their true love. I don't like to end on a bad note. And when I hear something like that, the tease tells me that something bad is going to happen to her.
I am just the opposite when it comes to my movies and TV shows. I want the reality of the sadness. Like, I hate it when it happens.
Because that's life, man.
But it's real life.
Yeah.
But if she dies, I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah. Well, okay, I need a healthy level of realism. Like, I was reading a very yappy rom-com over the weekend on my flight back to Atlanta, and there were some things that I was reading. I'm like, that would just never happen in real life. But at the same time, I want it in there because it's escapism. And a lot of people have been feeling that way about another Netflix series that just came out called One Day, which this is a spoiler. So here's your heads up. But it doesn't have a happy ending. And everyone is like, why did they have to ruin this beautiful romance with the worst possible ending? Which, by the way, if you've seen it and you want that exact same storyline, but with a happy ending, you can see the movie Love, Rosie, which is a much happier note. So
it's the same movie, just with a happy ending?
It's the exact same plot line. almost to a T. Same but different. And you'll save yourself about 8 hours and you'll definitely cry a lot less. All right, Sharon Osbourne is calling Adele a fraud because she thinks that her accent is fake. She's saying, cut the crap. You do not talk like that.
Adele's lost her way a little bit.
I think that she plays the old love. Oh, wow, I'm so English.
That's brilliant.
And it's like, cut the you don't talk like that just anymore. Sing. Just sing. Just be true to who you are. But she does all this old English, you know.
It makes you wonder what kind of beef that Sharon Osbourne has with Adele. Like, wow, it was so unnecessary. Why do you have to call her out on how she talks when there's no, like, benefit unless you're, like, just trying to call her out for no reason.
It's Adele. Leave Adele alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. let her sing.
It sounds, how long has Sharon Osbourne been in the U.S.? Does anyone know?
We can Google it.
It's been a hot minute. So my parents, if you don't know, my family's British and my parents are from England. We've been here a very long time and they still have British accents. So if you guys were to listen to them, they sound British. But when they go back to the UK, they sound American to their friends. So I'm wondering if Sharon Osbourne has forgotten, like, she's been here so long. her accent has watered down because Adele doesn't live here full time. Like, she also spends time in London. Adele's accent is real, but Sharon is coming from her perspective of, well, if you live in the U.S., your accent gets watered down, so you're playing it up, because that's not what happened to me.
Sharon can't say crap. Nobody can understand anything that's coming out of her husband's mouth. Like, if you're going to talk about anybody, talk about Ozzy.
But we also talked about this with Millie Bobby Brown yesterday, too, where her accent has kind of gone more American because she spent her formative years here in America, and so she kind of goes in out of this British slash American Valley girl accent, too. So I think it's safe to say that, but, like, it also might just be, like, a nervous habit for Adele. Like, I'm not very Southern, but sometimes I catch myself, I'm like, why am I twanging? Like, I'm literally from Florida. Uh-huh. It makes no sense to me. The new Michael Jackson biopic that's getting made, a lot of the early reviews or a lot of the insider sources are saying that it's going to put Michael in a better life. Essentially, it has the blessing of Michael's entire family. And a journalist who's reading an early draft says that, quote, it wants very much to convince you that Michael is innocent of all of his allegations, obviously with the child molestation cases. It's saying it goes to great lengths to minimize and downplay the actual claims and eviscerate the accusers. So very interesting stuff happening on set, but it makes a lot of sense considering that his entire family's behind it.
That does make sense, since his family is behind it. But the pictures that have been released, my God, his nephew is like the spitting image
is
of his
right?
uncle.
Really?
Yeah, so good.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, it's almost eerie. It's amazing. And all the cast that's come out of it, like all the people that have been hired to work on it as well. Obviously, they have Jafar Jackson, his nephew, playing MJ, but they also have Coleman Domingo coming on board. So I think even though, you know, there's some press behind this in terms of like the biases behind it, I think it's going to be a really incredible film. For more stories, head to The Burt Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
Get it. The Burt Show.